But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I am the greatest.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Say hello to my little friend.
I'm going to make him an offer again.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies close.
Welcome to Mental Distortion.
Welcome back, Mental Distortion, Episode 25, Season 2. The Oregonian Gold Rush of Modern Times is here. For those of you who do not know, my family, we run a small table business. For a few months, it's like being lost in Alaska. You know, it's complete radio silence. And then you wake up one spring morning, you're just loaded with orders. So I've been wanting to get back to the desk. I wrote something yesterday. Last week was spring break. You know, had the daddy daycare thing going. A complete joy. Anytime I can spend multiple 8-hour days in a row with my loving son, Gage. Today's topic was picked from the Garden of Eden. Let's discuss hard-headed, stubborn love. I bet in all of our lives, we have one or two people that we love to hate and hate to love. A family member, a wife, a husband, nephew, or niece. In my life, I have my beautiful wife and rock-headed son, Gage. Last week, my wife and I had a duel that only 10-plus years of living together could provide. Not so long ago, we picked up a new family member, Mr. Irish, cute little Whedon, who goes about his day shredding our skin at every available opportunity. We decided we would crate train this time around. A few hundred Amazonian shekels later, a new crate showed up at our door with a nice dog play yard area that acts as a living room for his townhouse setup. We call it his condo. We wanted to have his puppy condo set up close to our bed. After all, he is a cute little furball who needs his belly scratched quite often. As luck would have it, my side of the bed was Irish's foundation for his new construction build. After all, during the week I am the one who more often than not helps relieve his peanut-sized bladder. Once set up, I lost my phone charging station, a nightstand, and my ability to turn left in my own bed. Within the first 2 weeks, I slammed some part of my body into his metal structure at least 40 times. After the 25th incident, I mentioned we needed to reconsider his layout. I missed having a phone next to the bed and was exhausted of the bumps and bruises from the cages. More nights passed with no changes. The bedroom air began to flutter with whispers of change. The options were staggering: tear gas, picket line. No, the best strategy I could come up with was a non-violent protest. The stage was set. One evening after showering and scrubbing our pearly whites, I jumped in the bed just like every other night, only this night, I jumped in and snuggled up on the wrong side of town. The side with freedom. The side with open fields as far as my eyes could see. I could turn and stretch about freely with magnificent dreams of midgets and mayhem. When my wife came to bed with her 74 cell phones and laptop, she told me to move and turn off the light. I simply let her know the union was on strike. Change needed to be had. I was going to sleep on the north side tonight, wake up rejuvenated with a charged phone. For one evening, she could live the dream of Condo Island. She glared at me and said, "When you get up, I'm just going to move and claim my side of the bed." So there we had it. The battle royale was written on the wall in blood. Light on, TV on, no clue what the thermostat was set at. The only clear line this evening was that no one was moving from their assigned lanes. My wife, she has something special. She hates it when she cannot sleep on her side of the bed. Through the night, I only heard the skin scratching collision once during her tenure on the south. At 3 a.m. when I woke up to take the dog outside, there laid my queen, looking as ravishing as ever, with her left hand glued to her forehead like a visor blocking the light for a drunken golfer stumbling about the greens. The next morning, we both looked at each other and agreed the previous night was odd, odd to say the least. We never budged, held our ground, and as fate would have it, the next night, the wife rearranged the entire setup. The strike had worked, and now we can rest in comfort with our freshly charged phones and somewhat messy nightstands. All it took was one evening of sleeping in discomfort for the right person. Life is comical like that. Sometimes all it takes is another set of eyes. Thanks for joining me, Mental Distortion.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.